This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, January 17. Painting a Picture. Our reading comes from Colossians 1 and 4. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in Him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through Him and for Him. He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. And He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything He might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all His fullness dwell in Him, and through Him to reconcile to Himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through His blood shed on the cross. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful, and pray for us too that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly, as I should. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. In my office is a picture of Jesus that depicts Him as a child in Joseph's carpenter shop. Joseph stands at his workbench while Jesus plays with a nail on the floor. As light shines in the window, the shadow cast over Jesus is in the shape of a cross. This painting continues to catch my attention whenever I walk into my office. Colossians 1 paints a huge picture of Jesus. He is indeed the fullness of God. Jesus has the authority to rule because all creation has been made through Him. Most importantly, though, Jesus is as close as the air we breathe, and He has made it possible for the Holy Spirit to live in us. God calls each of us His own. All this and more gives us reason to worship, and to give thanks, and to share. Paul asks us in Colossians 4 not only to appreciate this news, but also to use it as a springboard to pray for others. We do not pray in vain. We pray so that we may know God better, so that our faith may grow. We pray like Epaphras, so that others may stand firm in the truth of the fullness of God. Paul knows that standing on this foundation of truth is worth everything. What are you standing on today? Pray with me. Spirit of God, live in us so that we may live with confidence and boldness and grow in faith. Help us to pray for others so that they too may experience full life in you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.